እግዚር ይመስገን። ሐሺማ ተዋጊ አሳ is an approach to education that brings together the unity of art, mathematics and science, math studies and nature. In this brief summary, we will go through the key elements of its pedagogy, that is the structure of its process of education, its way of educating. Thank you for taking time to listen and explore Yitzma Ukev, Unified Knowledge. The most concise way we can introduce it is by looking at the subject through three key areas. The first is the culture of the approach. What is the culture of Yitzma Ukev, Unified Knowledge? The second is the objectives. What are the objectives of this approach to education? The third are its principles, processes, and protocols. So that is, what are the principles, processes, and protocols of Yitzma Ukev, Unified Knowledge? Before I explain those things or introduce them, I'll be doing it very swiftly, so it's a concise introduction. So let me just explain, first of all, what those various sections mean. By culture, we are talking about patterns of growth and ways of being. So culture, we are speaking of patterns of growth and ways of being. By the term objectives, we recognize an objective as a goal or an aim with a planned or intended outcome. It's something that one envisions and one strives for. By the section that we've termed principles, processes, and protocols, we're recognizing that principles are guiding rules or laws. Processes are the way that something happens in regard to notable stages of change towards a point of completion. By the term protocols, we're recognizing that protocols are agreements or conventions carrying the idea of correct ways to begin, proceed, and complete activities. I just thought I'd make those things clear, because these are the sections that we're going to uses broad headings as we explore what Yitzma Ukev, Unified Knowledge is all about. So, three sections. First of all, what is the culture of Yitzma Ukev? That is, what are the patterns of growth and the ways of being that underpin or set the context for this approach to education? There are two. The first is that this approach is a Pan-African approach. By Pan-Africa, we are talking about that which builds synergies on the essential unity of people of African heritage, or people of African ancestral kinship. The prefix Pan defines the unity as existing throughout Africa and its diaspora. It is similar to the terms Pan-Asian and Pan-European. In our practice, we can find and use terms like African unity and Al-Kebilan as synonymous to Pan-African. This is the first idea in terms of the culture of the approach that we're using, termed Yitzma Ukev. So the culture of Unified Knowledge is firstly Pan-African. The second dimension of culture, or the culture of this approach to education, is that it is kemetic. The term kemetic is an original term for ancient Egypt and matters that relate to ancient Egypt. We take this term kemetic and kemet as a classic reference. That means that the approach to education draws its classic reference from this region and this era. It's important that approaches to education are clear about their classic references. Kemet is a classic reference for the world. It is the root for the ancient Greeks and therefore the Romans, and importantly for Africa, it is a root to many cultures, Pan-Africa, a root to many classic traditions of Africa. It itself has a root which extends through the Nile Valley to regions such as Sudan, Ethiopia, and what was then termed as Abyssinia, that whole region. So, the culture of Yitzhak unified knowledge, our approach to education, is both Pan-African and Kemetic. The next area that we're going to look at in terms of coming to know what Yitzhak is about and how it works are the objectives. Any approach to education should be able to state its objectives, or one should know what the objectives are. The objectives, the broad objectives, help one shape what is going to happen in a learning experience or how to develop good learning experiences and learning resources. Let's be clear. Let us first of all define what a very objective is. We mentioned it earlier, let me restate it. An objective is a goal or aim with a planned or intended outcome. It is something that one envisions and strives for. In regard to Yitzhak, there are six objectives, six key objectives. The first objective is the development of peace. By the term peace, we're speaking of harmony, of well-being, of love. We recognize that peace is an essential foundation for living. And it's something that resides within the human being as part of their essential nature. It is an objective to develop this. It's clear that peace is something that many find transitory. The second objective is development of the mind's core. The mind's core opens a conversation about the mind, and there are four aspects to this conversation that are useful when you think about what the mind's core is. The four are consciousness, will, communications, and creativity. These four words, ideas, concepts, bring a clarity to what we mean by the mind's core. By the term consciousness, we're speaking of being awake, aware, alert, the ability to know, knowing, and one's ability to concentrate upon a thing, upon a matter, upon an idea, an issue. By will, we're speaking of determination. By communications, we're speaking of the reception, the receiving, and the transmission of messages that can be verbal or non-verbal. In truth, communication in regard to mind expands into many realms at the same time. By creativity, we're speaking of making things or making ways. We're speaking of making again, being able to make a thing again. But also, very importantly, we're speaking of making anew, creativity. innovation. Within that, we're speaking of discovery. At its height, the discovery of universal law. This is the second objective. So we've cited two objectives. I'm going into detail on each one, but the two key words or the key objectives to think of so far that we've covered are the development of peace and the development of the man's core. The third one, the third objective of Yitzhak Erket, the unified knowledge approach to education, is the development of principled living. Our approach to education seeks for the learner, the family, the community, principled living. Within that term, we reference ma'at, which is a Kemetic term. It's drawing on our classic references. We said that earlier on that the culture of the approach is Kemetic. So here we're drawing on that classic reference of ma'at, which is an ancient order of truth, justice, order, right, and other such terms. But importantly, it is an ethical framework, an ethical model, an ethical way of being, suitable for persons, suitable for communities, suitable for nation, suitable universally, something that has been an anchor point for great Kemetic civilizations. The fourth objective of Yitzhak Erket, unified knowledge, is to develop productive capacity. By productive, we mean to make things. So productivity is related to creativity. Productive. In this, we're talking about all manner of production. From the production of learning resources to the production of agriculture or industry. All manner of production to develop productivity. The term is productive capacity. So by capacity, we're talking about the potential to be more productive, increasing one's range and potential to be more productive in every regard. This may sound very broad and large, but there are some seed aspects to it, which are explored through the learning, and going through those things or taking up those things allows the capacity to grow naturally in a learner, family, community. The fifth objective is termed healthful space. So with this, we are looking at the development of healthful space. This is an objective of unified knowledge, to develop healthful space. What do we mean by that? Healthful is to be beneficial towards health, and by space, we're talking about land space, air space, and mind space. So it is to create an environment, environments that are beneficial towards health. The term opens up a conversation about health, and that is something that we go into inside the learning. What is health? For now, let us summarize health to be well-being, freedom from disturbance, dis-ease, illness, pain. The sixth objective of unified knowledge, this is termed humanity overstood. Now, to explore what this means, we have to look at, first of all, why we've used overstood. Let's do it in reverse. Humanity overstood. Why have we used the term overstood? Well, the term understand or understanding has become vague and unclear in modern society. People use the term understanding without really meaning what is technically its meaning. Also, it's become something of a trick word used by human social lawmakers. So understanding, standing under something or someone or some idea is a bit too unclear for our new approach to education, or a reformation of education, which requires a different way of being in regard to knowledge. One who has overstanding has an in-depth knowledge of a matter or idea. This in-depth knowledge reaches levels that allows the one to remake, redesign, and innovate in regard to the matter or idea. Humanity overstood means having this level of knowing in regard to human beings' relationship to other animals and the diversity of human beings. Having this knowledge about humans' relationship to other animals, some might term it as a hierarchy amongst other animals, and also human beings' relationship within the diversity of human beings, is a very important aspect to know self, knowledge of self. But this is part of our reason in the education process. That is a principle from ancient Clement. Know thyself. So, we've gone concisely through the six objectives of Yutama Erket. Let me summarize them just by the words, the headings. The development of peace, the development of the mind's core, the development of principled living, the development of productive capacity, the development of healthful space, and the development of humanity overstood. These are the objectives of Yutama Erket. Now, the third area. Remember, we have three areas that we were going to look at this whole approach to education through. The first area was the culture. We said that the culture is Pan-African and Kemetic. The second area was the objectives. We said that there are six objectives. Peace, mind's core, principled living, productive capacity, healthful space, humanity overstood, the development of these things. Now, the third area is termed principles, processes, and protocols of the practice. That is the practice of unified knowledge. Yutama Erket. There are 10 of these. Let me just remind us about what principles, processes, and protocols are. Principles are the guiding rules or laws. Processes are the way something happens in regard to notable stages of change towards a point of completion. Protocols are agreements or conventions carrying the idea of correct ways to begin, proceed, and complete activities. We have 10 of these. These, if you like, are the tools that allow the educator, the learner, the community to achieve the objectives in the context of the culture. The first one is heshima. The word heshima is a Swahili word. It means respect. In our school, in our practice, in the approach of Yutama Erket, unified knowledge, heshima goes very deep. It's like a code of conduct. It reflects a truth that is within all ones that is due respect. So, therefore, we are saying that everyone is due respect. Heshima. It relates to truth, justice, order, and right. And in this sense, it touches on the principle of ma'at, which we mentioned earlier. Ma'at is said to be at the heart of heshima, at the nucleus of heshima. The next principle, process, and protocol is ma'at. The second one is termed ma'at. So the first was heshima, the second one is ma'at. Ma'at is a very important idea and word of principle used by the ancient Kemetic people, the Nile Valley civilizations. and throughout their spheres of cultural influence. It's used in a physical, metaphysical, and ethical, moral sense, and it means truth, balance, harmony, right, order, justice, reciprocity, real, and other similar terms. This term art as a second principle, process, and protocol of unified knowledge is used in regard to the sense of universal order, natural order, and human social order. Those terms are terms that have been advanced by the great scholar Maulana Karenga in his work. He brought a great clarity to the way to utilize Ma'at in this time, referencing the classic times and the classic modes with it. So, the second principle, process, and protocol is Ma'at in regard to universal order, natural order, and human social order. The third principle, process, and protocol is also Ma'at. It's referenced twice. This one, the third principle, process, and protocol, is Ma'at in regard to it being the highest principle of mathematics. This is where Ma'at is the truth. In mathematics, we seek the truth. From a Pan-African point of view, this reference to Ma'at connects what is now called mathematics to the metaphysical and matters of ethics. It is an important connection, as it keeps mathematics digestible to people. The fourth principle, process, and protocol in the approach to education called Yitna Uket, unified knowledge, is the Tawagi Asab. Tawagi Asab means warrior idea. This word Tawagi Asab is Amarenia. Sometimes we say Yitawagi Asab, of the warrior's idea. This is a statement stating the philosophy of the practice. It is something that we invite ones to contemplate and reason upon. It is a gateway into key words and key ideas and an ethos. The statement is this: the warrior idea is the thoughts and perceptions of the warrior's mind, forming clear desires, intentions, and plans for the establishment and maintenance of peace throughout their province. Through the creation of power and the communication of wisdom, the warrior relentlessly strives to grasp all of the Tawagi Asab, in knowledge that the self of the warrior I and the self of the community I and I are one. Exhiriya Masagana Shima Tawagi Asab. Creator be praised, respect the warrior idea. There's a broad range of ideas inside of that one all-embracing idea. As part of our curriculum, we study this and explore the meaning of certain words, key words that are helpful as reference points in future learning. It also serves as a point of agreement which, if you like, transcends or provides another path to connect ones of different cultures, of different religious backgrounds, of different political points of view, and so on like this. It transcends these things because it is neither religious or political or divisive nature to culture, Pan-Africa. It is a unifier in that sense. And we have found that ones find the common ground with it. It is a very special utterance, and so we have it in the ancient language, which is Ge'ez. We use in our practice the language of Amarenia, the Ethiopian language, as a keyword language of instruction, and with that comes a number of benefits which I will speak on later. but it also anchors us to Ge'ez, which is the ancient language of this region and an ancient language of the world. So this is the same utterance now in Ge'ez. Leads us on to the subject of space. The fifth principal process and protocol of Yetzirah, okay, is called the Gezat. Gezat means space or province. We use this term to mean space. It's important to define space. Culturally, it sits differently with different people. And we have a definition of a reasoning on space, which Pan-Africa sits quite naturally. First of all, we speak of the Gezat as having qualities of land, air, and mind. Land space, air space, and mind space. These are our considerations as core aspects of space. These aspects can be applied to different domains of space. Within that sense, we talk about the personal domain, one's personal province, one's family province, one's community province, one's nation as a province, the earth as a province, and the universe as a province. Therefore, there are six domains: personal, family, community, nation, earth, universe. Each of these domains have the aspect of land, air, and mind. They are all interconnected. Essentially, they are one. That reasoning sits with the culture of our practice, which is Kemetic. As a classic reference, we find that there is an agreement of the unity of space in this way. Cultures around Pan-Africa, across the continent, will have different language to express the idea, but there is a common ground, a common sense to the reasoning. The term province also points us to defining province in a certain detail. We say that the warrior province is a region of space, land, air, and mind that the warrior perceives as their responsibility. Thus, they continually seek to maintain peace, power, and wisdom throughout their province. They continually seek to maintain harmony throughout their province. This reasoning about space allows ones to feel clear that with responsible conduct, they have a right to be. Anyway, the sixth principal process and protocol is harmony with nature. For many of you, you will take it as a given that harmony with nature is good. It sounds good. I'm sure it sounds good to all, or to most ones that are listening. It's important to recognize it. We recognize that humans have an essential harmony with nature. And Pan-Africa, we value and recognize our essential relationship and harmony with nature. Even when there are apparent challenges, some people use the term disasters, natural disasters, still we have harmony with nature. And it is the human destiny to harness the powers of nature because of our harmony and our knowledge. It's important today because there are cultures that view themselves and nature as at war. And so the idea of nature as the enemy, nature as a force trying to do in humankind, this idea is projected through media, and obviously young people find it hard to work out that that is a wrong idea until they have good reasoning and some references as to the way. So it's important in a process of education to have these kind of principles, processes and protocols to make it clear that harmony with nature is one of our principles, that means it's one of our guiding rules or laws. The seventh principle, process and protocol of Yetameh'uk'et, unified knowledge, is mind-breath-body harmonies. Mind-breath-body harmonies. This is showing or highlighting the importance of breath as a connector to mind and body. It's realized through activities such as dance, sports, yoga, martial arts, and things like this. And by citing it here as a principle, process, and protocol, we are making it clear that such activities are integral to education. It's integral that there be ways to develop mind, breath, body harmonies. Those things should be incorporated into activities to achieve the objectives that we have identified earlier on. The eighth principle, process, and protocol. This is Yetameh'uk'et Kwankwa. That is to say, the unified knowledge language. Here, we're recognizing that language has many dimensions to it. In standard system education, some aspects of language are ignored. For us, we recognize that, for example, sign language is of great importance for all people, not just a group of people with an apparent special need, but all people. So we incorporate systems of sign language into our practice, into our approach to education. We recognize that it is powerful to be able to convey a word or an idea through several different forms. So, for example, we can take a word, say it, write it, drum it, sign it, with African principles under that. Hashima. Hand sign it, finger spell it, drum it, write it, say it, be it. The ninth principle, process and protocol is curriculum, graduations and accreditation. This area is the area that most people would think of when they think of education. They think of, well, what is the curricula? By having it in this position, the ninth of 10 principles, processes and protocols, we are allowing the things that must be precursors to it, the things that must come before it, to have been aired out, so that when curriculum is developed and graduation processes are developed and realized and accreditation is given, the substance has integrity. It is important to have graduations as markers of stages of progress. Human cycles are like this. and all living cycles have points that we can identify as graduation. So it's good to mark them formally in the education process, in the learning process, and celebrate them. It is good to have accreditation. It is right to be accredited for that which has been achieved. These things, in terms of curriculum, graduation, and accreditation, they're especially useful for the ones who would take up this approach, who are perhaps home educating families. We are keen to strengthen the idea of home education, not just for people who take their children out of a standard system of education, but just for regular education done at home, to bring more rigor to this, more thorough systems to it, systems and principles, processes and protocols that allow a greater strength in a network of such families or a network of such learning communities. So this curriculum, graduations and accreditation is the ninth principle, process and protocol of the approach to education called Yitzhak Erket, unified knowledge. The tenth principle, process and protocol is the story. The story is the idea and the knowledge that traditionally Pan-Africa, the most special knowledge that we wish to convey as beings, transmitting heritage to new generations, is done through the story. This is the best vehicle for it. So, story development, story expression, is a very important element of Yitzhak Erket. It means that we seek to embed the things that are to be learnt and the processes that we wish to go through as learning experiences into story forms. I find this to be a very natural, digestible way for mind to work with that which is to be learnt, that which is to be explored. These are the 10 principles, processes and protocols of Yitzhak Erket. They are the tools used to achieve the objectives, which are done in the context of the culture. The 10 principles, processes and protocols are Hashima, which means respect, Ma'at, in the term of universal order, natural order and human social order. Third one, Ma'at, in the term of mathematics. Fourth one, the Tawagi Asar, which is the warrior idea, a tool for contemplation, and a point of agreement. The fifth one is the Gazat, which means province or space. The sixth is harmony with nature. The seventh is mind, breath, body harmonies. The eighth is Yitzhak Erket, which is unified knowledge language. The ninth is curriculum, graduations, and accreditation. The tenth is story. These are used to achieve the objectives. The objectives are the development of peace, the development of the mind's core, the development of the principle living, the development of productive capacity, the development of healthful space, and the development of humanity overstood. These objectives are in the context of our culture. The culture of this approach to education is both Pan-African and Kemetic. Well, I should say at this point that this practice, this approach to education, is a contribution to education globally. The things and the ways that are represented through it, expressed through it, that are realized through it, are really integral to all learning. And so you can assess all learning systems through this framework of culture, objectives, and principles, processes, and protocols. And you will find with good systems that these things appear somewhere, some form. Thereby, It is a system for the world. All people are welcome to use it and to embrace the special learning that comes through it, the depth of learning that comes through this development. Thank you for spending time to listen to this summary. What follows now is one of our new graduates, having explored this idea through a 3-month course, Educating with Unified Knowledge, hear this young teacher speaking from his point of view. Hashim.
Hashim. I'd like to give thanks to Sister Sharon for sharing. My name's Steve. I'm part of School of Unified Knowledge, and I'm taking the study to forward to Futari study house, which is education development for young children at Saturday school. So I would like to go forth as a teacher. So I'm taking in the training to go forth and to explain the teaching that I've been taking in is, as Sister Shan has got it on the board, but my teaching is more to remember more than to write it on the board, so I'm going to do my best to explain it to you in my own words. We have 3 groups, and the first group is culture. And through culture, we look at Pan-Africa, which is all of Africa. We don't include the borders that were set by those who invaded, and we include those in the diaspora. The second point on culture is Kent. We seek a classical reference, which teaches us that most of the teachings of the modern and civilized world originates from Kemet. And from there, we look at our objectives. In our objectives, we find peace. Through peace, we seek peace through love. Some call it Mapenzi, some call it Wadada. And we find that for our well-being, once we find the peace for our well-being, we find that in the mind's core. Now, the mind's core is where we are awake or we are asleep. So it's in consciousness that we open up. Our mind's core, through the mind's core, we wake up our will and our communication. Communication is important because it carries the language, which in turn will awake our creativity. As we awake our creativity, it leads us into our principle of living. Some call it our liberty, where our lifestyle has principles and discipline. And that leads us into our productive capacity, so that because of our principle of living now, we're trying to be productive in all we do and all around us, which will create a healthy space. A healthy space is to maintain the balance that we're seeking through the healthy space, and that will help us to have our humanity overstood, so we're more clear about our position in humanity. Takes us to the third group, which is principles of process and protocols of practice. I've got a life skill that I coach. I've been training youth football for about 15 years, so I've applied protocols of process, protocols, practice towards that group. And the first one you have Hashima. Hashima is the respect that we show as we seek for the divine in each of us. And I would have that Hashima as our goalkeeper. The next one we have would be Mayat. Now I'll put Mayat as my right defense. And in Mayat, we have the universal order, the natural order, and the human order. The third one is my act again. This is how, which is mathematics, and how will I, the second my act as the left defense, and after my act we have Tawagi Asab, which is the warrior idea, the warrior ideology, that would be one of the main center defense protecting Hashima. Next to Tawagi Asab, you will have Gazat, which is our province, space, whether it be land, air, or wind, our mind. So that is our defense. We've got there, we've got the two Mayats, Tawagi Asab, and Gazat. Out on the, what we call on the wing, we would have harmony with nature. Harmony with nature is to respect nature as it is and to balance yourself in nature. So we have harmony with nature out on the right. Out on the left, we have our mind, body, and breathing harmonies, which is for the ones, persons, to use harmony with nature, the mind, the body, and your breathing harmonies. In the next one would be in the center, we have the unified knowledge. There is a word that is written up here, Yetmer Erket, which is the unified knowledge of what we are actually absorbing right now, why we are coming forth to complete the curriculum, come forth with our graduation, and maybe attain accreditation. And this is part of our life journey, which in turn is our story. Shima.